The call came in to the dispatcher at 2:43 in the afternoon. She put it through to Jesse. It's Simpson, Jesse. D'Angelo and I are at 13 Sylvan Road. People named Janest, domestic dispute. I think you need to come over.
They need the siren, Jesse said.
I think you should get over here quick, Simpson said.
Here I come, Jesse said. The house was a big white one, back from the street and up a slight rise. A Paradise Cruiser was parked in the driveway. Jesse shut the siren off as he pulled in behind it and got out. The chief of police badge was pinned to his white uniform shirt. He wore his pale amber Oakley sunglasses and no hat, a short 38 on his right hip. The side door of the house stood open and he went in without knocking. In the den to his right were his two officers, a woman, and a bodybuilder with longish blonde hair combed back like Kirk Douglas and a nice tan. The woman was crying. The bodybuilder's name was Jojo Janest. The woman was Jojo's ex-wife.
For Christ's sake, Jojo said, the chief!
Nice shades, chief.
Very L.A.
Jesse stared at him without any expression at all. Don't we have a restraining order on you, sir? Jesse said.
It ain't working too good, is it? Jojo said.
What's the story? Jesse said to Simpson. Suitcase Simpson was a sturdy kid with fair skin and red cheeks. He'd been a tackle in high school. He was 22. His partner was Anthony D'Angelo.
This is Carol Janest, Simpson said. She called us, alleges her husband forced his way into the house and threatened her.
That right, ma'am?
She nodded. Her eyes were red, her nose was running. She sniffed.
The bastard, she said in a thick voice, is going to kill me someday.
Jesse nodded.
Kids, he said.
I sent them upstairs, Carol said. They're frightened of him, too.
Anthony, Jesse said, you got kids?
D'Angelo nodded.
Three, he said.
Okay, go upstairs, find the kids, and do what you can to make them feel safe.
Hey, you got no right talking to my kids, Jojo said.
Jesse paid no attention to him. He nodded at D'Angelo, and D'Angelo headed for the stairs.
Did he say he was going to kill you, ma'am? Jesse said.
He says that all the time. And he's not my husband. We're divorced.
Maybe you're divorced, slut.
I'm not, Jojo said. You're my wife until I say you're not.
Can't you people do anything about him? Carol said.
Yes, ma'am, Jesse said. We can. Did he hit you or otherwise assault you?
Not this time. I called the cops the minute he showed up.
Did you invite him in?
No fucking way, Carol said. I tried to lock him out, but he's still got a key.
It's my house, Jojo said. He was smiling like a man patiently indulging some children.
It's my wife. I'll come and go as I fucking please.
Did he force his way in?
Yes, I tried to hold the door, but he's... Look at him! What am I supposed to do against him?
You did what you should have done, ma'am, Jesse said.
How about you, Slim? Jojo said to Jesse. What are you supposed to do against me?
But he didn't assault you.
Not this time. He didn't have time. He beat the shit out of me last time he came. He raped me once. I should have gone to the cops then, but... We weren't divorced yet, and, you know, conjugal rights. And the kids, I mean, how do they feel, everybody talking about how their father raped their mother?
The voice trailed off.
There was no rape, and you know it. A husband can't rape his wife, Jojo said. You didn't go to the cops because you loved it.
As they argued, Jesse nodded, almost absently, as if he were thinking of something else. We probably don't have an assault charge here, Jesse said to Simpson. We might get forced entry even though we had a key. We obviously have him for violating the restraining order. Jojo laughed.
Big fucking deal, he said. Restraining orders don't mean shit and you know it.
Yes, sir, Jesse said. I know.
I go to court with my lawyer. They issue a new restraining order. I walk out of court 20 minutes later.
That's how it usually works, sir, Jesse said pleasantly, especially if you've got some money.
Which I do, Jojo said. and some clout, and I can come in here and grab her crotch or whatever else I want to grab anytime I goddamn want to. Is that right? Carol said to Jesse.
Jesse shook his head.
Oh,
JoJo said.
You just admitted you couldn't do shit about it.
No, sir, Jesse said. I said the restraining order probably wouldn't work.
Same thing, JoJo said.
Not really, Jesse said. And kicked JoJo in the groin. The movement seemed casual, but it was a very quick movement. And hard. JoJo gasped and doubled up and fell over and lay on the pale blue flowered carpet of the den and moaned. Jesse bent over him with a look of blank disinterest and grasped JoJo's hair with his left hand and held his head up and put his face very close to JoJo's and spoke to him. You're all mouth and show muscle, Jesse said gently. If you come near this woman again, or if anything happens to her or her kids, no matter what, and no matter whose fault it is, I will kick you around town until you look like roadkill. And if you are annoying, like you were today, maybe I'll shoot you. Jesse tapped JoJo on the bridge of the nose with the muzzle of his revolver. Right here. Capiche? JoJo was still moaning. Answer me, JoJo, Jesse said, or I will kick you in the balls again. Capiche? JoJo squeezed the word capiche out between moans. Jesse let JoJo's head go and it thumped on the rug. Jesse stood up. Suitcase, you and Anthony stay here until Mr. Genest is gone. Ma'am, you should probably get those kids to a shrink. Carol's eyes were wide and bright. There was a flush of color on her cheekbones as if she had a fever.
What if he comes back? She said.
I don't think he'll come back. He turned and walked out of the house and down the driveway to his car. Behind him, he heard Suitcase Simpson say, Jesus Christ!